Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Karina Newby. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your success coach. I want to let you know that this is an awesome week this week. That's right. The week has just begun, and we've got a great challenge for you, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit. And, of course, we're broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, April 12, 2010, from the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Our lineup for you today, of course, includes letting you know about our Her Own Boss teleclass that is coming up on April 14th, and of course, we have our question of the week, and we'll continue with our topic for this month, Spring into Action, and challenge you to put one thing into action that you've been putting off for a long time. So I want you to make sure that you have a notepad and a pen handy, because we are going to be giving tips on the show today, and of course, we'll wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. But before then, let us share a little bit of information with you about Women About Biz. Are you seeking ways to start or grow your business? Are you ready to get empowered with resources that can move you to the next level? Visit womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z, as in zebra, .com, today, and sign up for our free basic membership. Of course, for those of you that have not visited the website, you are missing on a real treat. Women About Biz has been on the internet for more than 10 years, and you can get information from starting a business, growing a business, how to market your business, as well as take part of our wonderful network, social network environment, where you can have your own blog, where you can promote yourself, market your business, and connect with other business women across the United States. So if you have not signed up for a free basic membership at Women About Biz, what are you waiting for? Make sure you visit Women About Biz today. Now, we've been talking about our featured book club, which is one of the things that we do at Women About Biz. It's all about personal development and making things happen for yourself. So for those of you that are not familiar with our book club, every month we'll be featuring a book. And our book that we are featuring this month in April is Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. And the author is Dr. Daniel Drubin. So if you tend to cling to old habits, if you feel that you might be falling into some self-defeating behavior, or, you know, there are people in your life or things in your life that you need to get rid of, well, this is definitely the book club that you want to belong to this month. Letting Go of Your Bananas will provide you with 12 vital keys that you can truly liberate yourself and your potential. You'll get all the tools you need, including great to-do list at the end of every chapter. The book is only about 125 pages, but for those of you who have not read it yet, trust me, it is definitely worth its weight. It is an excellent book, and it is one of the books that I think that every woman should have in her library. Again, that's Letting Go of Your Bananas. You can join the book club simply by visiting womenaboutbiz.com, and on the front page, there is a link there for you to click to join the book club. We have two more discussions left this month. They are telediscussions over the telephone. It is April 22nd and April 29th. I think both of those telediscussions are on Thursdays in the evenings at 7:30 p.m. So if you can make those, we'd love to have you. And as always, we are trying to provide quality information so that we can empower you, the businesswoman, with the tools to succeed. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your success coach and host, Trina Newby. I want to share with you a couple of happenings that are going on at Women About Biz. The first is on Wednesday, April 14th at 12 noon, we'll be presenting our monthly Her Own Boss seminar. The Her Own Boss seminar is for individuals who are considering starting a business or for those of you who need a refresher course in resetting the foundation under your business. Some of the topics discussed in this very informative seminar include legal requirements, finding startup capital, preparing your strategic plan, setting up your daily operations, marketing on a budget, and, of course, personal development. To register for these and all events that we have at Women About Biz, just visit the website, again, womenaboutbiz.com, click on the word events in the top red menu bar, and you'll be able to register online. I want to go ahead and move on to our question of the week. We have a good question, I think, and I'm definitely going to make sure that I continue to let women know the various types of businesses that they will be able to start, because I think that that is very, very important. We have a question from someone, I do believe, let's see here. We have a question from someone out of Conyers, Georgia. It says, "Dear Coach Trina, I've been wanting to start a business for a long time, and I don't know whether it's fear or just plain procrastination, but I'm tired of working for someone else. I never get enough time with my family, and recently I just experienced a decrease in my paycheck. The story we were given was that this was done to prevent a layoff. I'm not sure what type of business I want to start, but could you talk a little about what are good types of businesses to start? Signed, Cheryl in Conyers, Georgia." Well, Cheryl, first of all, thank you again for writing in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. First, let me start with saying that there are a few things you should consider before starting a business, okay? Number one, Cheryl, you need to know what your likes and your dislikes are. For example, if you like being outside and talking with people and making suggestions, and you find yourself telling people about the latest gadgets, the latest things, then outside sales might be for you. You might enjoy seminar facilitating or even starting your own travel business. You might even consider something in network marketing, where relationship and sharing is its biggest positive thing in making it successful. If you prefer, for example, not to deal with small kids, then of course you wouldn't want to consider a daycare, because it would require you to deal with kids approximately 12 hours a day. Now, those are just examples as to how you should be thinking about this. Now, number two, know what your strong skills are. Okay? Know what your skills are. Do you currently have a set of skills that you're using currently, perhaps on your job, that is helping your company to explode in profit, helping your company to do very well? Because perhaps you can transfer those skills into your own business and make it happen for yourself. Are there other skills that you have that people are continuously complimenting you about? And, you know, people are constantly saying, you know, you should have your own business. Or perhaps you're doing something now that people are continuously asking you if you can do it for them, but you never charge. These are things you need to think about. Number three, how much money can you set aside from your personal savings to start a business? You see, while service businesses require less money, for example, to start, you will need some funds to get started. Number four, and this is a big one, Cheryl, you need to know how much money you'll need to meet your family and household needs should you not have a job. You need to know how much income you need to be bringing in. You see, it can take anywhere from 5 to 6 months to see a profit in your service business, and as long as 2 years. So you definitely want to not add stress to yourself. You want to have a business that has a chance of seeing a profit in a short period of time, but can also provide you with enough income to not only cover the business expenses, but also cover your expenses. And number five, when would you like to see yourself resigning from your job? You know, everybody who works a 9-to-5 and really has always talked about how nice it would be to be at home and have more flexible hours, have more time to work with their families. A lot of people have a tendency to talk about it a lot. However, they never really set a goal or look at what they need to do to make that happen. So I would encourage you to take a look at, when do you see yourself resigning from your job? When would you like to? Should it be a year from now? Should it be 6 months from now? Now, choosing a particular type of business has a lot to do with that. And, of course, you're going to need to choose a business that you can work part-time, that is compatible with your job hours, okay? And something that's not going to tax your schedule too much, but that can bring in a nice amount of money and be expanded to a full-time income when you are able to work it full-time. And so, again, those are five things that you need to think about, okay? Now, Entrepreneur Magazine has an excellent article on different businesses that are good to start even now in a recession, and I'm going to call off a few of those. Now, the article is entitled 105 Service Businesses to Start Today. So what I will do is I will definitely make a blog entry on womenaboutbiz.com in our blog section, and I will provide you guys with a link to this particular article, because it is a good article. And again, that article in entrepreneur.com is 105 service businesses to start. So they talk about the fact that service businesses are really where it's at, okay, because you're meeting the needs or filling a gap that people need to have today, even in a rough economy, okay? So I'm going to just call out a few and try to break them down based on the type of skill, okay? Now, if you already have experience in the business industry, or the small business industry, if you're already working like in banking, if you're already working like in management or office administration or anything like that, if you find yourself working in business development, then business plan consulting is a big thing, okay? Not only is it crucial and mandatory to have a business plan if you're looking for a business loan, okay, but it's a great tool for anticipating what your business will need and how you should set your business up. So business plan consulting is very good, okay? Now, there is also business travel management, okay? You might even consider starting your own travel service that caters to business travel or management. Image consulting for corporate professionals is also another good business to take a look at that seems to be doing pretty good these days, okay? Also, specialized staffing. So anyone that has experience or is currently working in the temporary employment field, this is an excellent opportunity and time now to look at specialized staffing. If you are very good with organization, and you like numbers, then bookkeeping might be something that you may be very interested in. I would recommend that you get a certification in bookkeeping, and, of course, you can get that very easily at our local community colleges, okay? Another thing that's very unique and I think a lot of people need and will pay for is computer software tutoring. Okay? Of course, everyone has Microsoft Office on their computer. Everyone has PowerPoint on their computer and certain other types of software. But the question is, do they really know how to use it? So, of course, if you could start some type of software tutoring service, this might be very valuable to a lot of individuals, and especially small home-based business owners who may not have the budget to hire full-time administrative help and may have to go it alone, this will help them a lot, okay? Those are just some of the things in the actual business sector that are needed right now. And, of course, I want to mention to you that you always need to look at your talent and skills, okay? For example, if you enjoy baking, of course, some type of dessert specialty business might be in place, okay? If you enjoy sewing, then you may want to take a look at the product industry and consider developing some type of craft product or specialize in window treatments. The real estate industry is going up rapidly, and once again, the opportunity for individuals to provide services to those who are moving into new homes is really, really out there. So teaming with real estate agents and providing window treatments is a really good thing to think about if you enjoy enjoy sewing. For example, if you find yourself already working at your child's school and you're in charge of fundraising for the PTA, then guess what? There are business opportunities that are out there for providing fundraising, for products, selling products that schools can use for fundraising. You can become a fundraising consultant for schools. And this can be quite lucrative if you have more than three or four schools as your clients. If you enjoy crafts and the holidays, then you might want to think about an interim business for right now, such as gift baskets, gift shopping. If you enjoy planning parties, you might want to think about event planning and children's parties. And, of course, I can't help but mention network marketing and multi-level marketing for those of you who are not familiar with it, okay? But it is one of the easiest things to get started into. Expert Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, and many other business experts all say that network marketing is where it's at. Why is that? Probably because it's the easiest to get started in without having to spend a whole lot of money. So you might also want to delve into some research and look at what's available to you in the network marketing industry. Of course, there's Avon, there's Mary Kay, there's Melaleuca, there's Artist International, there's several other network marketing companies out there that you need to take a look at. And I would definitely let you know from my personal experience, it's been a joy to be able to make residual income. Even though I'm a consultant, I do other things as well in the network marketing industry. And it's nothing like knowing that network marketing, of course, over this last 10 years has created the nation's multimillionaires. So you definitely need to take a look at that. In addition to that, you really want to sit yourself down and you do want to start creating a journal, an idea journal for yourself. And we're going to talk a little bit more about journaling a little bit later today. So I'll save that for later. Now, for those of you who have just tuned in, we are going to be talking about springing into action because I know that there's probably goals, there are probably ideas that you have not put into action. You've probably been saying you're going to do something for months, years, and it's just time to stop it. It's time to put those things into action, and there's no better time like right now as we move into the beautiful spring season to get things going for yourself. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to text individuals and give them the phone number to the Successful Woman Radio Show, 347-637-2589, 347-637-2589. Tell them to get on to the Successful Woman Radio Show because we're getting ready to talk about spring into action. We're getting ready to talk about how you can make something happen for yourself, not next week, not next month or next year, but this week. That's right. I'm going to give you some tips to make it happen for yourself. So I definitely want you guys, if you have a pen and notepaper, please take notes because I think that you'll find what I'm going to tell you very, very interesting. And again, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with your host, me, Trina Newby. Right now, we are going to talk about and get right into spring into action, and I'm very, very excited about it. I'm excited about it for several reasons. This month, I decided to dedicate taking action as our main theme, and the reason why is because as women, we are definitely procrastinators. Now, for those of you that were on the show and that listened last Monday, you know, we talked about procrastination and how procrastination can be something that can literally cripple you from making things work. So I want those of you who are listening under my voice today to understand something. If you are going to be successful, there is no room for procrastination. There is just not any room for it. Now, it doesn't mean that you can make procrastination disappear, and it doesn't mean that you can say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm not going to put things off, because it's going to happen again. Here's the thing. You have to know how to handle procrastination with yourself. So what I want to encourage everyone on the show to do after you get off of the show and maybe have some time on your computer is I definitely want you to go to the womenaboutbiz.com site. And on the personal development channel, we have an excellent article on how to rid yourself of procrastination. And I want you to read that article and basically try to implement some of the things that we are recommending as far as procrastination is concerned. Now, during this topic of springing into action and getting things done for yourself, I do want you guys to participate. Here's how you participate on the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you have a comment, you have a question, or you would simply like to add to what I'm saying and make some suggestions, please just press the number 1 on your phone keypad. That's all you need to do. Our producers will see that you have raised your hand virtually, and she will let me know, and then I will be able to call out the last 4 of your phone number and allow you to make your comment, suggestion, or ask your question. So, again, I want to encourage everyone that's listening in on the show today that as we talk about springing into action, to go ahead and press 1 on your keypad anytime that you have a question or would like to make a comment or add to what we are saying, okay? So as we talk about spring into action, what does it mean to actually spring into action? Well, have you been saying that you're going to get something done only to find yourself repeating the same thing month after month, year after year? Well, we're going to talk about some ways to this week to not only spring into action, but I'm going to challenge all of you that are on the show today, okay? The first thing I want to talk about is that I want to challenge all of you listening to take one thing, just one thing that you have been saying that you were going to get done, and I want you to be able to put that into action this week and start working on getting it done. Can you make that commitment to yourself? Just one simple thing. It could have been something as simple as making a follow-up call with the client. It could have been something as simple as going out and recruiting individuals for your business. It could have been something as simple, okay, as cleaning out your closet. Whatever it is, you need to make it happen this week. As women, we can't keep putting off things because putting off things is what causes us to feel stressed and depressed and out of sorts. We have a tendency, okay, that when we don't accomplish the things in life that we think about in our minds and in our hearts and the things that we share with people, every time we don't do that, it actually adds a notch to the belt of success, and it tightens up and it allows you not to accomplish that. So the first thing we have to do is we have to stop just saying that we're going to do something, and we have to stop saying that we're going to accomplish a goal or that we want to be successful and we're not taking the action to make it happen. There's just no place for that. And so what I want to do again is to challenge everyone listening in on the call to take just one thing this week and make it happen for themselves. Now, I have a question for you, and I'm hoping that those of you who are listening to the show today will be willing to press 1 on your keypad and just simply share with us what is something that you have been putting off that you would like to spring into action with this week. What is something that you have been putting off that you would like to spring into action with this week? If you know what that is, can you please press 1 on your keypad so that you can share it with those who are also listening? Maybe that we can all learn something from that, okay? So just press 1 on your keypad. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit again about some of the things that we need to use and how we can spring into action with those things, and that's very, very important. The first thing I want you to do is in order to start making it happen this week and not next week is to get yourself a spiral-bound notebook that you will be able to use as your action journal. Okay? Action journal. That's correct. Something simple. It might be as inexpensive as 59 or 89 cents. It really, really does not matter. You need to get an action journal and get it started. Now, in it, please write down the one thing that you would like to see yourself accomplish, okay? Please write down the one thing that you would like to see yourself accomplish this week. Okay, we have somebody that is willing to share or maybe have a question. Individual whose last number ends in 8375. That's 8375. Are you there? I'm going to try and unmute you. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask my producer to try to unmute that individual, and we will definitely come back to them. We have someone also whose last number is 9723. 9723. Are you there, caller? Last four is 9723. Caller, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Oh, wonderful. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ashley Hall. I'm calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida at the moment.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thank you so much. This is my first time on the call. I just heard about it today, and I'm very excited to have become a member on your website. So
wonderful.
Thank you so much for that.
Wonderful. And Ashley, what would you like to comment on, or do you have a question?
I just wanted to make a comment on the action of follow-up. I know you just mentioned about following up. I think that that has been one of my things I've not been able to really be good at or something I haven't implemented well. So this week and today, as I'm looking for my follow-up call list is to call customers back, because I think that's very important in your business to be consistent. People want to know that you do care and you're going to get back to them. So thank you so much for that.
Exactly. And Ashley, let me ask you a question. Now, what do you think will happen if you don't follow up or call those customers?
I know that they probably would not get into business with me, or they're just going to be, you know, very disappointed, and I think find someone else to do business with, because it's not good business ethics to say you're going to do something and then don't follow up with it. So I know I'll definitely lose some business.
Exactly. Very, very good. And Ashley, one of the things that you may also want to take note of is that even though you follow up with prospective customers, and even if those customers say no, you still have to find a way to stay in connection with them and communicate with them. Because remember, Ashley, no doesn't say no, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean that is no. It means no, not at this time, because I have seen people become my clients from 2 years ago of saying no. So you definitely have to find a way not only to follow up with them immediately, but you also have to find a way to stay connected to them as well. Ashley, thank you so much for listening in on the show, and I hope that you are enjoying it and will tune in next Monday.
I will. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Our next caller is going to come from the phone number 6444. If your last four is 6444, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling into the show. Your name and where you're from?
My name is Dion Francis. I'm from Toronto.
Dion, welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show.
Thank you. It's my first time on. My upline from Artist actually texted me a few minutes ago and told me I needed to get on this.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, go ahead and let us know, what is your question, or do you want to share what you've got to put into action this week?
Actually, it's what I need to put into action. It's really prioritizing and time management, and I think it's absolutely brilliant having your action journal, because there are times you tend to lean towards doing what you like to do and not necessarily what you need to do.
Exactly.
And even while I'm talking to you, I started making notes, and a lot of what I don't really like to do is coming out. So it's the Action Journal. One of the things that came to mind is that it takes you out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's in order for you to accomplish your goal. So I'll be definitely getting on my list of new prospects who are pretty much strangers and people just that I've met just by the way on the street on my way to work or just meeting strangers.
Exactly.
I think it's great. I'm glad I came on the call.
Okay, wonderful. And make sure you stay on the call, and we're going to continue to give some great ideas on putting things into action this week. Thanks again, Dionne.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so far we've had Ashley and Dionne on the show, and they have shared with us some what they're planning on putting into action, and I definitely want to thank them for coming on to the show. And again, if you have a comment, my producer is definitely going to let me know that you would like to ask a question. Again, just press the number 1 on your phone keypad, and it will automatically raise your virtual hand. The next caller, last 4 of your phone number, 1582. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Oh, wonderful. And what is your name and where are you from?
Good afternoon. My name is Angela Scott.
Hi,
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Angela. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you. I love your show. I listen to it every Monday. And I've gotten my sister on it now because she's a huge procrastinator, and it's just a great, the things you talk about has actually jump-started her into making some moves in her own business endeavors.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
It's really great. She's not a part of artists, but she's thinking about starting a magazine, and you have actually inspired her to really start moving a little bit faster because she's been putting it off and putting it off.
Oh, wonderful. And but Angela, what are you going to put into action this week?
Well, when you mentioned cleaning out closets, I had to laugh because I'm right in the middle of doing that as we speak. That's something that I have been putting off. And I said, it's spring now. It's time to clean out your closets. And it just kind of is cathartic because when you start cleaning and getting everything out,
mm-hmm.
it kind of frees up your mind so you can think better and you just get more organized. And once you're organized in your home, it kind of just helps you with everything else going on in your life, especially your business.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're more organized. Yeah, so I'm seeing that just doing 10 items a day,
mm-hmm.
I was putting it off saying it's too overwhelming, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when I do it this way, I just do 10 items a day out of my closet until I'm finished that one closet and move on to the next one. And I find it's easier than trying to tackle the whole thing at once.
Exactly. So, now, let me ask you a quick question, Angela, now, if you're willing to share. How long have you
mm-hmm.
been saying to yourself that you were going to clean out that closet?
About 2 years.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed to say that. Oh, my God. But,
well,
yeah.
That's okay. But now let me ask you a question. Once you
mm-hmm.
made the decision to go ahead and go ahead and tackle that, and you made a very good comment, and the comment that you said was that you decided to break it down into smaller tasks. You
mm-hmm.
decided to just to deal with it 10 items at a time and just
right.
keep chopping away at it until it's done, okay? That
mm-hmm.
I try to tell people all the time that if you would just break down things, it wouldn't be so overwhelming. And so my question is, do you feel that it was overwhelming at first and that's probably why you didn't get it done?
Oh, yes, that's exactly why. Because I said once I start opening these closets and pulling stuff out, I've got to deal with that. And
mm-hmm.
so mentally I shut it off, like, I don't want to deal with that today.
Exactly.
And so every day.
And then it just kept perpetuating until it, here you were
mm-hmm.
2 years and it didn't get done. Exactly.
Yeah. When am I going to get this done,
mm-hmm.
So if you just put it off like that, you'll never get it done.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for making your comments. Did you have any other questions?
Well, I also wanted to make a comment about another lady had mentioned about following up with calls, people that you meet out when you're recruiting.
Mm-hmm,
That was another thing that used to kind of give me the butterfly feeling,
mm-hmm.
like I would get an anxiety attack from it. you know, because I'm expecting a no. You know, I'm expecting some type of negative, you know, response, and I shouldn't be doing that.
Exactly.
So I just stopped doing that, and I said, you know what? What's the worst thing they're going to tell you? I don't have money, or I don't have time to do that, or I'm just not interested. So you get one of those three responses, and just prepare yourself for whatever their response is going to be, and then you don't feel such, you know, angst over calling them. And so once I started following up on my calls, it was turning out into sales. And possible and people actually interested in signing up in the business. So it's like, stop procrastinating and just do it. If you just, you know, just put the fear aside.
Wonderful.
And just go ahead and follow up.
Wonderful. excellent advice. Thank you so much for calling in. Just continue to stay on the show and refer as many people as you can, because we are all about personal development and success and making it happen for ourselves as women. Thanks once more.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we're talking about success in making it happen for yourself and springing into action this week. And our challenge, of course, is this week we want you to name one thing that you can do to spring into action, one thing that you can do to spring yourself into action and to make it happen for yourself. I see that we have another caller, last 40603. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Kalila, and I'm actually from Conyers, Georgia.
Hi, Kalila.
Hello. One thing that I wanted to work on this week is my marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually have came up with a marketing strategy that I've been working on forever. And so my goal this week is to actually implement one of my marketing strategies by the end of Friday.
Okay, wonderful.
And just hearing the lady on the phone earlier about that she's looking for an opportunity, I know that there are ladies out there and men that are looking for that type of opportunity, because
mm-hmm.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just really made me think that I definitely need to implement one of my marketing strategies this week so that I can reach out to ladies and men also.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you stay tuned, you're going to hear some other things that might help you to reach out to others and to get that done this week, not next week, but this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling in, Kalila.
Thank you.
And you're listening again to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, and we're talking about spring into action. The challenge this week is do one thing, just one thing. Now, I have five ways for you to make it happen this week, and I just gave you one earlier before the callers. I said to get a spiral-bound notebook that you'll use as an action journal for this week. In it, write down the one thing that you would like to see yourself accomplish. Now, here's number two. On a separate sheet of paper in your journal, make two columns. Just draw a line down in the middle of the paper. On the left-hand side in the first column, you'll list what has been holding you back from putting this particular thing into action, okay? On the first column, the left-hand side, you're going to list what has been holding you back from putting this goal into action. Now, on the right-hand side, in the second column, you're going to list the tasks, that is the items that you need to implement in order to overcome the challenge, okay? That's what you're going to do. You know, sometimes, you know, we can help ourselves. We can actually counsel ourselves. We can actually coach ourselves by asking all of the right kinds of questions and then maybe getting it out of our head and answering it on paper. This is why I recommend an action journal. I keep one with me everywhere I go, and I have recommended it to my clients, and my clients have basically reported back to me incredible results from writing things down and then following up with themselves on a daily basis, maybe two or three times, okay? Now, number three, next I want you to take each of the items that you listed as the task to overcome your challenge, okay, and I want you to place them in a time slot in your time management planner. Okay? Now, if you don't have a time management planner, please get one. You can get it at your local office store, at your local Walmart, but you need to have one, okay? Now, here's what I want you to do. As you list each of the tasks, don't double up, just list one task. Make sure you triple pad the time you'll think that you need, okay? So let's say, for example, okay, if you have just a whole bunch of papers stacked all over your entire desk, so much so that you can't even see the wood grain on the desk, okay, because it's just so much stuff. And as a matter of fact, you've started a whole other desk somewhere because you don't want to be at the desk that you normally use. If you're laughing, I know what you mean. Here's what you need to do. Okay, you need to just list one task. Start with each of the tasks, but list one in your time management planner. Now, if you had, for example, tomorrow, Tuesday at 9 a.m. available, and you say, well, it shouldn't take me but 1 hour to clear all that paper off of my desk, I want you to schedule from 9 to 12. And if you don't have 9 to 12 available, then you need to find 3 hours of uninterrupted time to get it done. Now, if you get it done in 45 minutes or an hour, wonderful. Give yourself a bonus and do something else that you would like to do or treat yourself out. But always try to triple pad your time. Here's why. Because I find that most projects that we work on, no matter how much we estimate them, they're always going to take double or triple the time. And you want to give yourself enough time not to set yourself up for failure. Okay? So, again, number three, take each of the items that you listed, okay, in your columns and place them in a time slot in your time management planner, and remember to triple pad the time you think that you'll need. Number four is make a commitment not to let anything get in the way of you taking action on those tasks. If you can't do it alone, then make sure you identify somebody that can help you. Remember, you don't have to be alone in getting things accomplished. Some of the world's most successful people, most successful millionaires, have tons of people helping them get things done. Okay? Number five, each morning take a look at the task you must perform for the day. Now, I recommend that you do that each morning, okay, each afternoon, and each evening. That's three times a day, morning, noon and night, that you're going to look at your time management planner and look at various things that you've got to get done, and always keep your mind focused on those things and making it happen. Remember to break your task down into smaller chunks if it's too much for you to handle, okay? You know that it's too much for you to handle when you start procrastinating right away by switching to something else or getting up from your seat and going into the kitchen, or you start getting on the telephone or turning on the television. You're trying to self-sabotage yourself, and you're trying to get out of doing that which you know you have purposed in your heart. So I'm going to quickly go back over the five ways. Number one, create your action journal. Get that spiral-bound notebook and make it happen. Number two, on a separate sheet in your journal, make two columns. The first column is basically listing those things that have been holding you back from getting it done. And the second column, how you're going to overcome it, the task that you need to perform. Number three, take each of the items that you've listed, those tasks, and schedule them in your planner in a time slot. And I encourage you to triple pad the time. Number four, make a commitment to not let anyone or anything get in the way of you taking action on those tasks. And number five, each morning, take a look at the task you must perform for the day. That is so very, very important. We're almost out of time. We only have 1 minute remaining in the show. If we have other hands that are up, we're so sorry we can't get to you, but we definitely want you to tune in to the Successful Woman Radio Show every Monday at 12 noon. We definitely want you to visit womenaboutbiz.com and make sure that you register for the website. We have a free basic membership that is chocked full of information and resources and ways for you to make yourself successful. At this time, I want to go ahead and start with our inspirational moment. It's all about action this week. there are so many times that we say things to ourselves over and over again about what we are going to accomplish, and we never get it done. And I want to encourage you this week to understand that you were meant to be successful. You were meant to do things and set a purpose in your heart, and you were meant to accomplish those things. That is what you were designed for. That is what you were built for. And so, therefore, I want you to continually repeat to yourself this week, I am able to accomplish all things that I set my heart to do. I am able to accomplish all things that I set my heart to do. Say that to yourself consistently this week. And on behalf of the Successful Woman Radio Show, I want to thank you for joining. I'm Trina Newby, your success coach.